Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Very pleased and excited to be joined by Buffalo Sabres general manager Kevin Adams. First off, Kevin, thanks again for taking some time today to talk as you guys get ready for the upcoming season. But I mean, how great is it to be back here? Hockey's back, the atmosphere, and also the fans here, a sellout crowd here at Harbor Center.
It's great. I mean, this is an amazing venue for a tournament like this where a couple thousand people are on top of you. The players love it. I'm glad we can host it, and I'm glad for our fans that we get to show our prospects to everyone. It's exciting.
I know we're only five periods into our early season here with the Prospects Challenge. What have you liked so far from the group of prospects that are here taking part in the tournament this year?
Well, you know, I obviously, there's a lot of talent on the ice. We have skill, and everybody knows that in the hockey world. But I like how hard our guys are competing. I mean, second effort, hard on pucks, winning puck battles. You know, we've talked a lot over the last couple weeks with our young players coming in about our identity and how we want to be hard to play against. And skill is great, but we have to have work first. And I think these guys have really bought into that. And when you work and compete, then your skill comes out. And I think that's when you see guys like Kulik and Rosen and Oslin and Helenius. They have so much skill, but if they put that compete and that high-level work that they're doing, they get rewarded.
I know that this year's interesting because we have five first-round picks and a handful of other higher-round picks that are playing. There's still a couple of spots open at the NHL level leading up to this year, and a couple of these guys, I'm sure, are going to be in that mix. How much of their play in this tournament will kind of factor into whether or not they see time right off the bat in the NHL or at some point during the season?
Yeah, it's a great question. Lindy and I addressed the rookies, you know, the first morning a couple days ago now, and told them that especially with this unique training camp with us going to Europe very quickly, these games right here are their opportunity to show that they belong. They're ready to make a push, and they're doing that, which is great. Their job is to make our job hard, and then that's what it's all about. But yeah, we're taking these games very seriously because we don't have much time. You know, we have a couple games, a few practices, and we're going to Europe, and you know, so it'll be a little bit of a different camp, but I'm a big believer. You don't want to force young guys in, but when they kick the door open, you find a way to get them in. So we got guys knocking on the door, that's for sure.
One of the highlight players this year playing in this tournament is Konstantin Helenius, and you said it right off the bat that Helenius is going to be a guy that you look playing right down the middle at center. I mean, this is really truly also his real true first taste of North American hockey after playing a couple of really stellar seasons over in Finland. What have been your thoughts of Helenius as he adjusts now to the North American game?
Extremely impressed. I mean, this is not easy to play in. This is intense, fast, a lot of physicality in these games. Guys are amped up, they're running around, and he's an 18-year-old kid, and he's got such a great situational awareness. He knows where everybody is on the ice. He's got good poise with the puck. He can roll off of hits, and he got hit pretty hard his very first shift last night, and then he got mad and he went right back at the guys. And I just think he's also really strong on his skates, so this is a great introduction for him. Smaller ice surface, and things are happening fast out here, but he's gonna be a really good player for us.
What impresses me about him is that in the first maybe 40 minutes of yesterday's game, he definitely looked like he was just getting adjusted to the style, smaller rink, a little bit of a faster pace. But over the last 60 minutes of hockey that he's played, he seems more comfortable and willing to do a couple extra things. I mean, he had a shift earlier in this last period where he was great on the forecheck and on the penalty kill as well.
Well, he does a lot of little things too. You know, he wins faceoffs. He's really good stick defensively. He can get himself in really good spots. He wins puck battles, like you just said. I mean, you see him with the puck and he can make plays and he's got that elite skill, but he does a lot of little things around the ice that, you know, that's what we got so excited come draft time to be able to get him where we did.
Now, as we look ahead to the NHL group this upcoming season, there is still one player that remains without a contract, restricted free agent, Peyton Krebs. What can you tell us about his status as we're getting ready for training camp this upcoming week?
Yeah, I mean, no real update right now. We'll see how the next couple days go, and I'll probably prefer to, you know, give it a few more days to talk before I address it. But, I mean, these things take time sometimes. You know, it's a process, but we'll see where we are in 48 hours.
Are there plans this upcoming season for Lindy and the group to name a captain? Is that in the cards?
Yeah, that's our plan. We have talked a lot at length about it as a staff, and you know, one of the things that Lindy said right away is he wants to just get to know the guys a little bit. And you know, he spent a lot of time with guys in the summer, whether in person or on the phone, but just being around them, feeling in practice, seeing what it's all about. But no, that is our plan, and I think we're on the same page in terms of, you know, when, but it'll probably be a little bit into training camp before we do that.
Sabres general manager Kevin Adams joining us right now on WGR here at the Sabres Prospect Challenge. Kevin, in goal, we know Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is going to get plenty of action as the number one goalie once again, but what's the plan behind him? Is it going to be sort of a 1B2 sort of situation where we see Devin Levi up here, or is it going to be a situation where we see James Reimer getting the load and then the plan is for Devin to at least start in Rochester? What have those conversations been like with goaltending?
Well, you know, I think the way the league is now, you need two, sometimes three goaltenders that can help you win hockey games. So we went into this offseason knowing that we really liked our, you know, two with UPL and Devin. But we needed to make sure we had a quality NHL goaltender as well. We went out and got Reimer. So we're going to see how camp unfolds a little bit. We're open to either situation. Just kind of let it play itself out. But what I like is we have depth at that position and we have talent, and that's what's most important.
The next few weeks will kind of be fast-paced with everything kind of coming in real quick succession. How difficult will the timing of everything make it for roster decisions and other matters as you get ready for the opener coming up in Czechia?
Yeah, it's going to happen fast, and I think you'll see even day one, you know, our practice, you know, it'll be a little different. It won't be guys mixing in as much. It'll be pretty close to the team, and then a couple practices, scrimmage, and then we play, and you'll see more of our team together in those first two games because we don't have a lot of chance other than that. So we do take 27 players to Europe. That's what the league allows us to do. You don't have a 27-man roster, but you have extra guys with you. So we'll have to, by probably the second exhibition game, have made our decision on what that 27 group's going to be. But it's, in some ways, honestly, Brandon, it's a really good thing because it gets you to your team. You can go right with your guys. And then in terms of being in Europe, I'm really excited. I think it's a great team bonding opportunity. I think our guys get to spend that time together, have some fun together off the ice, just getting, you know, to new experiences being in Europe. So I think it'll be a great trip for us.
And how much of a luxury is it to have a guy like Lindy Ruff in the fold? I mean, he's been around the NHL for several years, both as a player and also as a coach here in Buffalo and Dallas and in New Jersey. With him in the fold, I mean, how much does that help getting everything sorted for the regular season and getting ready in such a short time frame?
I can't even really put it into words in terms of his experience level as second to none. He's been around the game so long. You know, we've spent a lot of time over the last few weeks, you know, talking about training camp, talking about how we want to play, coaches' meetings, and he has a very crystal clear plan for implementing his system, how we're going to play. We want to be fast. We want to be physical. We want to get the puck out of our end. We want to get on the forecheck. We want to be a team that has an identity that at the end of the game, the team knows that was a miserable team to play against. You know, that's how we need to play. And that's Lindy's, really, if you sum it up, his philosophy. Let's be hard to play against and let's have fun doing it. You know, and he's a great person. He's been around a long time. He loves this town. And I'm excited to have him.